In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison set to announce a revamp of Closing the Gap report. A Sudanese refugee detained on Manus Island wins a major human rights award. And a new A-League team from Melbourne confirms its name. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is urging for renewed focus on Indigenous education as he announces a new strategy to better meet the targets of the Closing the Gap report. More than a decade after the original Closing the Gap report, just two of the seven targets are on track to be met. The report shows efforts to get more Indigenous children into early education are on track, but improving life expectancy, infant mortality and employment status are not. The Prime Minister has announced a plan to waive teachers' HECS debts if they work in remote Indigenous communities as part of the new strategy.
I want to get kids into school and I want them to stay in school for longer. That is what I wish to achieve. Education is the key to skills. It is the key to jobs. It is the key to building enterprises and giving young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians the opportunity to create their futures. It is the key to a good life. If you can't read, if you can't write, there is no possible way you can share in the prosperity of Australia in the way you would otherwise.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten has welcomed Mr. Morrison's announcement, saying there has been progress but not enough. Mr. Shorten says a partnership with the First Nation people that shares mutual respect and genuine engagement is a must to meet targets. He says if elected, Labor will hold recognition referendum.
To recognise the genuine empowerment has to involve the sharing of real power. You can't have a partnership of unequals. Partnership means giving as well as taking, listening as well as telling. Today I'm proud to declare again that enshrining a voice for First Australians will be Labor's first priority for constitutional change.
A Sudanese refugee detained on Manus Island has won a major human rights award. Abdul Aziz Mohammed, who has been on the island since 2013, was named the 2019 Martin Annals Award Laureate in Switzerland. Mr. Mohammed speaks to international media outlets and tweets regularly from Manus Island, shedding light on the quality of life in offshore detention. Award organisers say Switzerland granted Mr. Mohammed a temporary visa, allowing him to travel to Geneva for the awards ceremony, and he will return to Manus Island on the 23rd of February. Mr. Mohammed has dedicated the award to his fellow detainees in detention.
Thank you to all the representatives of the international community and to all my brothers and sisters around the world, and particularly to my best friends and the heroes on Manus Island and Nauru.
Senate President Scott Ryan has launched an urgent investigation into an ugly fight between Australian United Party Senator Brian Burston and One Nation advisor James Ashby. Comes after both of them were involved in an altercation at Parliament House in Canberra on Wednesday night. The Australian newspaper has published images showing the pair in a physical clash after Senator Burston had earlier accused One Nation leader Pauline Hanson of sexually harassing him. Senator Burston has told News Corp Australia Mr. Ashby ran up to him as he and his wife were leaving a dinner function, and Mr. Ashby put a phone close to his face. An image supplied by Senator Burston appeared to show his hand with blood on it from cuts, the senator said happened when he tried to grab Mr. Ashby's phone. Meanwhile, One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson has denied the allegations, telling Sky News the claims made by Mr. Burston were rubbish.
I cannot stop laughing over this. I think it's hilarious. I'm sorry. I should be serious about this, but I can't stop laughing about it.
The new A-League team from Melbourne has confirmed it will be called Western United FC. The team will join the competition next season and has confirmed it has signed Panayotis Kohn and John Riston as its first two players. The club also confirmed its colours of green and black, with CEO Maurice Bassetto saying that as of yesterday, Western United is no longer a consortium but a football club. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's partly cloudy in Perth and 28. It's mostly sunny in Adelaide and 26 in Melbourne. Also partly cloudy in 23. Possible shower for Hobart, 21. It's mostly sunny in Canberra, 27 degrees. In Wollongong, also partly cloudy in 23. In Sydney, much the same, 25. In Newcastle, cloudy as well, 25 there too. In Brisbane, a shower or two, 32 degrees. In Cairns, mostly sunny, a steamy 36. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, a top of 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.